coming up. Just before Jack's Law calls in, I don't need no doctor, but Jack's Law. Enjoy.
Thank you.
to the Juke Joint. I'm Aaron, and we have the honor of having a behind-the-scenes look at a great hot band, Jack's Law, right in the middle of their practice sessions before their great upcoming show. How are you, Dan?
Hello, Aaron. I am very good, thank you. How are you?
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. So where are you performing next Saturday?
Next Saturday, Jack's Law will be performing at the Mercy Tavern in Salem at 9 p.m. And that's Saturday the 22nd.
How did you come up with the name of the band?
Good question. I guess it's a bit of an inside joke from college.
It's essentially slack jaw backwards. And it's very silly. We changed our name to Matador for a while. M-A-D-A-D-O-R-E for all of our last names. Marshall, I still can't pronounce Mike's last name because it's very Greek.
Very Greek.
And DeBaco. And then we had like an existential crisis and realized we were Jack Straw the whole time.
Well, you know, there are many bands who change their names, and the right one just hits at the right time.
Yeah, like Rap Mouse.
Mouse.
So, who are the members of the band?
So, my name is Dan DeBaco. I play guitar and I do vocals.
I'm Jared Marshall. I play the bass and I do backup vocals sometimes.
My name is Max Doyle. I also play guitar.
And I'm Mike, and I play the drums.
How do we pronounce your last name?
Well, actually, I just changed.
He just changed his name, huh?
My last name was Anagnostakos, and my wife and I just created a joint last name, and we are now Stacksville.
A little easier.
Yeah, way less characters, so our future kids in school will have a much easier time with that one.
But they won't be as good spellers.
No.
Yes, but if one of them plays sports, male or female, make sure you put on your original last name. Because that way you'll never be forgotten, and two, it'll cover the back of the shirt, and the announcers will have a hard time figuring it out, so you'll have instant recognition.
Yeah. They'll just opt to referring to them by the number instead of the name.
So how did the band get together?
Well, I guess Max and I, we played together in high school. We were never in a band, but we were two just guitar players in high school. And then Jared, myself, and Stax, Mike, went to UMass Amherst, and we would jam there. Pretty much junior and senior year, I think we started. And then we were actually in another band for a short time that broke up right after our first gig.
Hazy Pavement.
R.I.P. Hazy.
Shout out to Dana. She was our old vocalist. She was awesome. Dan's cousin as well.
That's right.
So at UMass, we used to play these karaoke parties each semester where we would create like a Facebook group and then invite all of our friends and ask them to submit songs they wanted to sing. And so during the entire semester, we would learn the songs. And at the end, all of our friends would come up and sing them, and we'd play the backing track. So that was kind of when things really started to click.
So, you all finished college?
Well, most of us did.
That's a bit of a loaded question.
Well, we are on a college radio station, but you all did go to college.
Yeah. We all went to college. Not all of us finished it.
Yeah.
Not going to name it.
Well, sometimes that works, and sometimes other things take precedent.
That's right. Everybody has their own path and pace in life, okay? No names mentioned.
So, I know this is your second time back at the Mercy Tavern?
That's right.
They let us come back. I can't believe it.
Yeah. And we're honored. It's a really cool room. Good acoustics.
Amazing energy from the audience. We've never had so many people dance to us. Like, the entire bar was dancing, even, like, the bartenders.
Yeah. Fun little place.
And at our last show, we saw Charlie Baker. He actually showed up, the governor. He appeared out of nowhere. through the mist in the night and she stayed for an hour for no apparent reason, but it was kind of neat to see him.
Well, there had to be an apparent reason because he loved what he was hearing from Jack Slaw.
And also an apparent My Morning Jacket fan.
Yeah. He liked My Morning Jacket.
Yeah, we covered a My Morning Jacket song. He was rocking out.
And he grabbed me by the shoulder because I was the closest to the door, because if anyone's been to the Mercy Tavern, you kind of have to line up. And he said, he grabbed me by the shoulder while we were playing and said we sounded really good. And I was like, hey, man, I'm trying to play a song here. why you grab me? But joking aside, that was a nice compliment to get.
And we heard a little earlier, I Need No Doctor, and let's see, the other song that I played was, I gotta just find it.
I think All Along the Watchtower?
Yes. Which, of course, you know, hard to go wrong with a song that Hendrix did.
Yeah, absolutely. We cover a lot of oldies. We do some newer stuff, too. I Don't Need No Doctor, John Mayer cover, actually, one of his bluesier numbers.
The cover of a cover of a cover.
Yeah. Yes, of a great Charles tune. So, yeah, true. But we do covers. We're trying to dip into the original market, too. But we're just getting started here, so.
Yeah, we're gonna try to debut a few originals. We're going to see how today goes, but we're going to try to debut a few originals on next Saturday at the Mercy, so. If you want to hear us try to play some originals, then come on by. Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot of fun. You'll definitely dance. That's what we're all about.
And we'll definitely have you guys in studio to debut some songs worldwide.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
And is this the first interview for Jack Slaw?
Interview? Yes.
I'd say so, yeah.
So, yeah. You found out you were going to be on the air. What did you think?
Shocked.
Wow.
Finally, it's all paying off. We were getting together for band practice anyways today, so I thought Dan was pulling the fast.
Yeah, I thought he was good. I thought he was good.
No, I heard that you guys were going to be right up the street here, the Mercy Tavern on Saturday, and I said, got to get you guys on.
Very much appreciated.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So, each one of you, who were your influences in music growing up?
Lots of different influences. As a guitarist, I guess, you know, Jimi Hendrix, John Mayer, Stevie Ray Vaughan, a lot of blues players, a lot of alternative rock in the 90s, getting into electronic music now. That's me. I like everything, you know, and I try to put influences from everything into my original stuff sometimes. Jared?
Strictly for the band, as a bass player, love Flea, he's my boy, from the Chili Peppers. Love me some Rage Against the Machine. I kind of cut my teeth playing those songs when I was coming up. Huge fan of hip-hop. I also produce hip-hop. Shameless plug, jdblogproducer.com. So I love hip hop. You know, we try and incorporate that sometimes. But yeah, on to Max.
Dan and I pretty much have the similar taste in music, and I think that's why we work so well together. Jimi Hendrix was the reason I picked up the guitar in the first place, and you know, Eric Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Freddie King, all the big blues players are huge influences for me. And definitely, you know, some of the newer guitar players like John Mayer definitely are influences for me.
Yeah, I think for me on drums, I definitely had a heavy, alternative rock, punk rock influence growing up. Coheed and Cambria was one of my favorite bands. Their drummer of their band was just so creative.
So good.
But then, of course, Travis Barker, Chad Smith, Taylor Hawkins, and then, of course, the late, great Neil Peart.
We will be playing some Rush on Saturday for Neil Peart.
How about Ginger Baker?
Good. Yeah, that's a good.
We've lost both of them in the last month.
We're losing all the good drummers.
True. Yes, R.I.P. Wow. as well to him.
Mm-hmm.
Equally.
We'll have to get a Cream song going. Oh, actually.
Crossroads.
Oh, we do Cream. Okay, all right. We cover a lot of ground in 3 hours.
Well, the great thing is you're going to play some Rush, and I do want to interject this, that Donna Helper, who found Rush, basically. She introduced Rush to the United States. Her birthday was Valentine's Day, so I want to wish her a very happy birthday.
Oh, nice.
Hey, like it.
Happy birthday.
So, what music were you listening to at home, and was there any influence or anybody in the house that played music?
My parents are, like, strictly... This is Dan talking. My parents are strictly classic rock, so that's pretty much, that was heavy on me, and that's why I play guitar, because my dad did, my uncle did, my older brother did. Very musical family from that respect, so I definitely got into a classic rock and blues because of that, just hearing it all the time.
I think the first record I can even remember, just, you know, probably the age of 3, was Paul Simon's Graceland. My parents used to always play that, so that's, we actually covered You Can Call Me Out for a little bit, which is a fun little song. Maybe we'll do it again someday.
If you were listening, in a few minutes ago, I did play Diamond on the Sole of Her Shoes.
Oh, we missed that. Oh, that's an incredible record. But also a lot of Led Zeppelin, a lot of Billy Joel, a lot of reggae. My parents love reggae. Why not?
Pretty much the same for me is that my parents grew up in the 60s, so there was always... what I think of as the greats that I was listening to, I like vividly remember listening to Cream and hearing like White Room in my dad's truck growing up, and I just thought it was so cool. I was, you know, a few family members here and there play instruments, but I was really, I would say, the only one that was really into playing instruments. But I definitely grew up listening to a lot of classic rock and like Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. I definitely remember hearing a lot of, but there was always good music in the house.
Yeah, and I should have given credit with who influenced me growing up, but like in my household, you know, Santana was playing every night, every weekend. It was one of the first concerts I remember going to. So certainly Carlos and his massive percussion section played a huge influence on probably me.
Your dad loves when we play Evil Ways.
Like, yeah.
we can't cut Evil Ways from our set list just because it would disappoint Mike's father so much. It's also a great song.
And I want to give you guys an opportunity, because you're on the air. Is there anybody you want to wish, even though it was Friday, a happy Valentine's Day to?
Sure, my wife. Happy Valentine's Day, Melissa.
I'll give a shout out to Margie, my lovely girlfriend. Happy Valentine's Day, babe.
I'm going to just say happy Valentine's Day to all of the people in the world.
How do I follow that up?
Yeah. Covering a lot of ground.
Come on, man.
I wish for world peace at that point.
Yeah.
So is there anybody that the band would love to open for down the road?
Anybody. We'll take any gig. Yeah.
Well, on March 7th, we're playing at the Cantab Lounge in Cambridge, and that's at 9 to 9:45 is our slot. And we'll be opening for two bands on that. It's Worldwide and then Background Orcs.
Right? Yeah, that's good memory.
So we got, it's free for that night. We're the first of three bands. That'll be a fun night. Cantab Lounge, an awesome room. Always a good time there. So looking forward to that. With famous bands, though? Yeah, like anybody.
Literally anyone.
Anyone. If you're listening right now, just give us a call.
I would almost...
Your people will call our people.
Raging as a machine. I mean, I'd be so nervous, so not for anyone. I'll take anything.
Maybe we can get in the Boston calling line.
We
know a guy.
Yeah. I'm sure he's
going to
help.
And each one of you, if there's somebody that you could play with from the past or current, whether they're with us or not, who would that be?
Ray Charles.
Can't go wrong with that.
I'm going to say the three guys in this room.
Oh,
Miss America pageant?
Oh, yeah.
I would specifically say Hendrix at Woodstock. That was iconic.
And I would probably say Dave Grohl. He's just... If I could be somebody else for a week, it might be Dave Grohl.
Sounds like we're getting lessons. I would like lessons from Flea. How about that?
And where can people find Jack's Law?
We've got a Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and type in Jack's Law, we should be the only band that pops up.
We're also on Instagram, Jack_Slaw.
Yeah, we're just starting to get that page going. It might be a little bare looking, but, you know.
It's there.
It's there. You can also find us at Robert N. Carp Company. You know,
that's
the number one building material supplier in the Boston area.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
I said it.
That's where we practice. Dan works here. They're nice enough to let us play when the office is closed.
Got to give them a shout-out.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without Robert Carp. But yeah, on Facebook's probably the best place to hear us. We also have a SoundCloud that you can listen to some of the songs that you were playing on the radio. They're not great recordings. I just want to say that those are probably from our first two sessions, even practicing with Max, since he was, thank God, he was able to join us. So, you know, we sound a lot better live. I will attest to that.
Well, they can go to your page. They can go to my What's Happening page. I did put up the SoundCloud link. And, of course... can't wait to get some of your live music and new music here. So when you're ready to debut something, please allow us to do so.
Will do.
Yeah,
the first guy we call. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
So this coming Saturday, the 22nd, 9 p.m., Mercy Tavern?
Yes, sir. We'll see you there.
9 to midnight.
Yeah, come on by.
And we look forward to it. Don't want to hold you guys up from practicing. So if you want to hear one of the hottest local bands, Jack's Law, this coming Saturday, Mercy Tavern, 22nd, 9 to midnight. Thank you, gentlemen. And everybody, hopefully we'll have the place packed so there'll be people waiting out on the street to hear you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Aaron.
You're very welcome. Have a great rest of the day and great practice.
Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. That was Jack's Law. And let's get back to music here on Juke Joint on 91.7 WMWM Salem.